Scarborough, far right has destroyed the credibility of the Supreme Court. By Pam Key on June 23, 2023. MSNBC host Joe Scarborough said Friday on Morning Joe that the far right had destroyed the credibility of the Supreme Court. Scarborough said, "Everybody from the Wall Street Journal editorial page to Ann Coulter have warned Republicans about that they've got to get smart on abortion or they'll keep losing elections. Well, they aren't getting smart on abortion." He continued, "The United States Supreme Court. In a political crisis unlike any political crisis it's been in. At least in my lifetime, even after the 2000 recount. Their approval ratings recovered very quickly after that, and they were respected and trusted again. But you look at just how rigged the process has been. I don't want to go through all the things that happened in the United States Senate with Merrick Garland and others. You look at the billions of dollars that people are pouring in now to influence this. You look at the will of the people, 65%. 70% of Americans being ignored and overturning a 50-year precedent. Unfortunately, they have destroyed the credibility of the court, the far right has." Scarborough added, "And my prediction is it's coming. There is going to be reform in the judicial branch. I don't know what that reform looks like, but I think it's going to start with the United States Supreme Court because their approval rating is going to just keep going down as it gets more and more politicized. Let's face it, bought off by an element that has billions of dollars. They're using billions of dollars to buy off these Supreme Court fights. And at the same time with the Supreme Court right now that's just running roughshod over the ethics, just basic ethical considerations. So, again, they're doing this to themselves, and when there is reform and when people talk about a new Supreme Court that's going to be less political and more representative of the country, they can scream and yell all they want. It's going to be their fault." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.